This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an All-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago Sports Betting Show.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine is very smart, said I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Saturday mornings on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app.
That doesn't get you hyped every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Early Odds. I don't know what will. Chris Tannehill, of course, knocking it out of the park. Thank you, Chris. Sounds awesome. Looking forward to hearing that open of Early Odds every single week right here on 670 The Score. Coming up in about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes, we'll check in with Dwayne Colucci. He's a bookmaker at the Rampart Casino out in LV. We'll find out what Dwayne likes on these two championship games tomorrow and where all the money is going. Now, if you're looking for Cubs convention coverage, it's coming up in a half hour. We're going to be broadcasting there from 9 a.m. to 4 at the Sheraton. Inside the clubhouse, Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel, as always, 9 a.m. A couple of their guests, Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the Cubs, at 9:30. Chris Bryant at 10:15. Now, before I get to my picks for tomorrow, I want to remind you that Early Odds is also a podcast released early in the week. So make sure you're subscribed. You'll get the podcast earlier in the week, and then Saturday morning, you get the show. And if you miss the show, I podcast that as well. So no excuses to miss. Now to the games. First off is going to be the NFC game, moving in chronological order. Down at the Superdome, we have the Rams visiting the Saints. Now, I've seen this number bounce around a little bit, which is a little surprising because books don't like to come off of that three. But it's been between 3 and 3.5. It depends where you look. The total's sitting about 56.5. You may remember that Week 9 matchup, which was a lot of fun. It was 45-35 in favor of New Orleans. Now, money early on in the week looks like it's popping on the Los Angeles side. They're backing Sean McVay in this matchup. With the Rams, it's a bit of a different look than what we're used to seeing. They've been going to two tight end sets lately. It's been more of a run game with the combination of Todd Gurley and big old C.J. Anderson. Now, if you want to bet the Rams, I get it if you're getting more than a field goal. But remember, that's also a bet on Jared Goff. He's the worst of these four quarterbacks that are going to be starting this weekend. And when you bring up Goff, you have to bring up those home road splits. Home, elite. 22 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. But when he's been on the road this season, we're talking about 9 picks and 10 touchdowns. He's just a guy. And things are trending down for Goff of late. We're talking about the last month and a half, and he's completing only 58% of his passes, good for 28th in the NFL. 6 touchdowns, 6 picks. We saw him under pressure at Soldier Field. How'd he look? Not good. You trust him in a big spot in the Superdome with everything riding? Also, there's a ref angle. I know Mac loves this. There's a referee angle in this game, and it goes against the Rams. Bill Vinovich, when he is reffing a Rams game, the Rams are 0-8. 2 of those games happened this year. 2. They lost both of them. A Rams team that dominated all season. Bill Vinovich is there. I'm just saying. They've lost every time so far. New Orleans, Drew Brees, he turns 40 this week. Something looked off last week against the Eagles. He had those early struggles. I don't know if it was Russ taking 3 weeks off. Don't know if it's Father Time catching up to him. Don't know what it is. Is he hiding some sort of an injury? I don't know. He's got to find Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas lit L.A. up for 211 yards the last time they met. I expect Aqib Talib to shadow him, so I doubt that happens. But you got to go down the field to Michael Thomas, no question. Now, I brought up the Rams' run game. Here's the big concern if you're looking on the Saints' side. Defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins, injured last week. He's out the rest of the season. Are you going to be able to stop C.J. Anderson running up the gut? That's going to be big. You expect the Rams' offense to start with the run. Now, I was looking for some Anderson props. I was only finding Gurley ones. Maybe the Anderson ones will pop up on Sunday morning. They always hold a few back to go on Sunday. But I just think the Superdome is going to be too much for Goff. I'm looking at the Saints minus -3. Don't forget, Goff under pressure. His quarterback rating this year is 59. Dreadful. Give me Drew Brees, Sean Payton, moving on to another Super Bowl. And your primetime game, Patriots, Chiefs. And don't forget on Sunday, both games are airing live right here on 670 The Score. This is going to be a lot of fun. KC, the home team, favored by a field goal. That has not moved all week. The total, though, has moved. We're sitting now at 56. It was in the high 50s, then lower 50s. Now we're right near the middle. Got Belichick, Reed, Brady, Mahomes, a lot to love here. The first AFC championship ever being held at Arrowhead. Now, earlier in the week, you hear about the weather. It's going to be freezing, Arctic, blah, blah, blah. No. It's going to be the 20s. These teams have played in these conditions before. New England has been phenomenal at home all year. A perfect 9-0. We saw what they did to the Chargers a week ago. Averaging 34 points per game at home. Great. On the road, it's been different. I know it's playoff time, but on the road, it's been different. They're below 500 on the season with a record of 3-5, and it goes from 34 points a game at home to only 22 points a game on the road. Now, their offense also going through the running backs of late. You see James White getting involved a lot in the passing game, and also Sony Michel, he's been causing some damage. He scored 3 times last week. Now, on the Kansas City side, Pat Mahomes is going to get all the attention, and he probably should. He might be your MVP. 50 touchdowns to lead the league. Highest QBR of 82. I get it. But what's interesting about Kansas City is over the last few weeks, they found their replacement for Kareem Hunt. Damian Williams has done a very nice job. And this stat was fascinating to me. Bill Belichick teams have allowed 40 or more points 7 different times. 3 times, Andy Reid was the coach on the other sideline. There are mismatches all over the field in favor of the Chiefs. And they have the home field advantage. Arrowhead is going to be rocking. New England team that struggled on the road. It's hard to bet against Bill Belichick. And Brady, usually not a winning proposition, but in this spot, I'm going to take KC minus -3. I'm on both favorites. We're going to have 2 1-seeds in the Super Bowl. I'm on the Chiefs minus -3. I'm on the Saints minus -3 if you can find it. And I would still take the 3.5 if you're willing to do that. Now, a prop, James White last week caught 15 passes. I think he hit the over on receptions on the very first drive of the game. Last year in the playoffs, he had a touchdown in each game. It's James White time for the Patriots. The reception prop is set at 5.5. Brady's going to use that quick passing game, so I like that White over prop as well. It's time to get the smart info from Vegas. Dwayne Colucci joins me right now here on Early Odds on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app. Dwayne is the assistant race sports manager of the Rampart Casino. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at NYBookieDwayne, D-U-A-N-E. And Dwayne, I want to start with the overall handle of what you've seen so far in the NFL playoffs, because it's natural to wonder if Vegas isn't seeing as much coin as they did in the past. We're up to 8 states now that have full-blown legalized sports betting. And I saw the other day that the governor of Massachusetts announces we want to bring in sports betting too. How's it look so far throughout the wild card and divisional rounds?
Well, the handle has been strong, Joe. You know, it really doesn't hurt the more people that get interested in sports gambling. You know, I think that, maybe March Madness, it could hurt a little because people could stay at home as opposed to travel to Las Vegas. But there's nothing that compares to Las Vegas's atmosphere, the Strip, you know, the special parties, the ballrooms for each, the Super Bowl and the March Madness. It's so hard to compete because we've been doing it for so long. So it really hasn't hurt our handle that much. You know, I'm looking at Ticket Right is great. As more and more people get involved and the younger generation sees how it's easier to bet sports, you know, it definitely is an attraction and more people are jumping on board. So it really hasn't affected our handle. If anything, I expect it to increase as more and more people start to be attracted by sports wagering.
I know you guys are good on futures since we're talking about the top four seeds here. None of them are really a long shot at any point to win the Super Bowl. So what does it take to really lose money on the season with Super Bowl futures?
Yeah, definitely, Joe. You know, it's just about volume and ticket right and just getting it out there soon enough so that we have enough, you know, to overcome. It would take, like, definitely the Cleveland Browns are a team that year in, year out, people are putting money on high odds. And this year, the Raiders, because of the association with Las Vegas, similar to last year with the NHL, with the Golden Knights, you know, you're looking at a 6-7 figure loss. So It would have to be something like that for us to lose on the future wages.
How were you guys with the Bears if they would have made a run?
Yeah, definitely the Bears were a bet team. We would have made a peanut, you know, as Mr. Vaccaro says, a ham sandwich, or as I say, a cannoli, because, you know, I'm looking right now, our ticket right, that looks like it was the highest ticket right for the season outside of the teams that are still alive, because we're still taking action on those teams. So, yeah, the Bears, when they're, you know, involved, they're definitely a team that has superior attraction.
You have Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski with you every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 a.m. on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app. I'm speaking with Dwayne Colucci out in Vegas. He's the assistant race and sports manager of the Rampart Casino. Dwayne, let's start to break down these games. Tomorrow on the NFC side, Rams-Saints, they're going to kick off at 2:05. And you could hear this game right here on 670 The Score. What's the key in the Superdome?
Key for Rams Saints is definitely the Saints have to get the ball in the end zone. The Rams are definitely going to try and play similar to what they did against Dallas. Try and contain Kamara and Ingram and definitely try and run the ball. But they also can mix in the pass to Brandon Cooks. And, you know, I think the Saints have to be a little more less tentative than they've been, because they've been very tentative, Joe. In the last 4 or 5 weeks, outside of the week that Bridgewater was out there, you know, and we're talking Drew Brees now, they have to put the pedal to the metal like they did when they played this team in the regular season. If you start letting the Rams get the running game going with Gurley, and C.J. Anderson is just an amazing plus right now out of the backfield, where this guy's energy has come from, couldn't do a thing with the Panthers, and now he's controlling clock and actually dominated that Cowboy game. And the Cowboys have a really good defense. Don't ever kid yourself about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, down the stretch, Dallas was the team that beat Philly twice and the Saints. So the Rams just manhandled Dallas. The Saints have to get the ball downfield. They have to throw the ball. That's the whole key. You know they could run the ball, and their defense is pretty good. I mean, out of the final four teams, when the regular season ended, you would say that they had possibly the best defense out of these final four teams. But now the Rams, I mean, they were just in control of that game against Dallas. This is an intriguing matchup. So get the ball down the field to Michael Thomas, see what's going on, and that would be a key factor for them to win.
Yeah, Drew Brees didn't look good in the Philly game, and I didn't know if that was rust, if he's dealing with something. What was your takeaway?
Probably rust, Joe. You know, it's just the inactivity sometimes it plays against you. We haven't heard of any injury, but, you know, age and father time also, they play a factor. Just like in the AFC Championship, it's going to be freezing cold. You got a young, energetic quarterback like Mahomes. How is Brady going to be affected? But that's a cold weather situation, whereas this is an indoor situation. I just think that they took their foot off the pedal, and that sometimes totally works against you. I like teams that they put their all out there, even though they have home field locked up. Let's get the starters out there for a few series, mix it up a bit, and it just seems that New Orleans is not firing as they did earlier in the season.
Yeah. Oh, so how's the money coming in? First, we'll do the side.
The Rams. We got Clyde. We opened it up at 3.5. We're now sitting at 3. at the Rampart and South Point. We took a few sizable bets on the Rams at the 3.5. And, yeah, so far the money is coming in on the Rams. But, you know, I don't see us getting off the 3, 3.5 area. I think this is a very competitive matchup, and we're going to see a lot of late Saints money. But the Rams, as I said, are a major attraction because we're right, you know, on top of Los Angeles.
So heavy Rams. What would you say is the ratio?
Ticket right ratio right now is about 2.5 to 1. It's just we took some nice size bets on the Rams to lower the point spread from the 3.5 to 3. But, you know, it's definitely early, 2.5 to 1 so far on the Rams. I think there's going to be a lot of Saints backers, especially on the teasers, as we get closer to game time on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, no question. was that sharp money early in the week?
Yeah, because when we put the line up, we immediately took a nice sizable bet. I believe it was South Point took 33 on the Rams, 33,000.
How's it look for the total? I have to imagine a lot of over money coming in.
Yeah, actually, it dropped a half, Joe, but I see a lot of over money coming in as well. This is an indoor game with two high-powered offenses. I mean, they put up well over 80 points last time they played.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely think there's going to be a lot of late over money here. We opened it up at 57, got to 57.5, now back down to 56.5. I think 57 is the right number, but I could definitely see a lot of over money coming in as we get later towards the game, you know, especially if the Rams have to play catch-up and the Saints get off to a quick start, the Saints are going to be tough. Then they start to move the ball, and it seems that if you could catch the defense on their heels, which the Saints are noted for, and you're playing catch-up, you have to throw the ball. So then mistakes come into play, and the total is just sky's the limit.
Do you like a side or total in this game?
I kind of like the Rams. I really like what they did against Dallas. I think they were able to control the line of scrimmage. And what was so important about that game is that Jared Goff never got touched. So he was just sitting back in the pocket. And then mixing up the running game, they really looked effective. Whereas you just said, you know, what is it with New Orleans that the Eagles, who were still a little banged up, you know, granted they got healthy as the season went on, but this team did not move the ball all that effectively against the Eagles. Some missed field goals, a few missed opportunities. The Rams really have to study the film and figure out how to right the ship because the Rams are very hungry and they finished up the season real strong. So I like the Rams in this position.
Bookmaker out in the desert, Dwayne Colucci, this morning on 670 The Score. AFC side, the primetime game everybody's looking forward to, Dwayne. It's a 5:40 kick here in Chicago. We've got the Patriots going to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs.
Oh, this is a great game, Joe. You know, early in the season, the matchup was amazing. The Patriots seemed to dominate that game, though. Let's keep that in mind. Granted, it was week 6. But the Patriots really, they took their foot off the pedal and then had to kick the late field goal. But granted, they were ahead 3/4 of that game. I watched that game and pretty much were in control. I also feel that the Patriots, believe it or not, are like healthy now and have a monster running game. So the cold weather is definitely going to be a factor. How will Mahomes react in this freezing cold weather? Also, you know, without Kareem Hunt running the ball, their running backs are just patchwork, so very difficult here. And I think that the short passing game favors the Patriots as well. Chiefs are definitely going to have to look to get the ball downfield. They're going to have to look to get the ball into Hill's hands, you know, get his feet moving, Kelce across the middle. This is a great, great game. I kind of think the Patriots have a slight advantage, though, because of the been there, done that factor, and also the emergence of Sony Michel and, you know, you have Burkhead, you have White catching balls out of the backfield, then Gronkowski and Edelman. This is going to be tough to beat Tom Brady in this situation, even though the Chiefs are as good as they come.
In this one, even though Reed's been there before, hasn't won the big one, do you look at a coaching mismatch here?
Definitely. You know, we know what Andy Reid is about. He's been in the league several years. You know, he took a Philadelphia team to the title game. I think Belichick is one of the best coaches ever. So when you're dealing with Bill Belichick, he is definitely the best coach that is coaching right now in the NFL, if not one of the best ever. So, yeah, it's easy to say, Joe, that it's lopsided because it's Bill Belichick, and we know how intelligent this guy is. and the adjustments that he makes. And it was in play last weekend because they just played on the Chargers' weakness and dominated them. And then the Chargers had to switch it up. They're switching zone defenses. They're trying to guard the running backs, and they're just getting shredded by Tom Brady. So, you know, this is all Belichick's scheme, and, yeah, it's a definite coaching mismatch.
All right, let's start with the total because we've seen all the movement all week there with the weather. Where do you guys sit now?
Rampart and South Point are sitting at 55.5. This has come down. We had opened it at 59.5.
Whoa.
So you're seeing a four-point move here. Tons and tons of under money coming in. And I think that's more of weather forecasting. And, you know, we're getting a little buyback because we did go as low as 55. So naturally, then the sharp guys jump in when you start seeing four and a half point moves. We attract the sharp money then. I think it's more of weather forecasting and public money that is plying us with the under here because, you know, definitely the ball is, it hurts when it hits the hands. You know, it's harder to grip. Yeah, I think the weather is more of what's in play here than people handicapping the game straight across.
Yeah, it's rare you get the public on the underside. Okay.
Especially with the Chiefs, Joe. You know, that's what it's all about. And the Patriots' defense isn't all that great, and neither is the Chiefs. So, you know, these are two high-powered offenses. And despite the cold weather, you may see some points put up on the board here, definitely. I think there's going to be a couple of big plays that whether it's one of the Patriot guys out of the backfield breaking one or Hill or Kelsey breaking one, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I saw that. It looked to me the same way. Public's going on the under because of the weather, overreacting. I mean, as long as the wind's not crazy, I'm fine. I think they'll put up some points.
Yeah, and I don't see the wind playing a factor so far. I mean, granted, I'm not a weather forecast guy. But from what I'm seeing, the reports, there is no wind in sight, just extreme cold weather. And the Chiefs do have this home field. You know, I thought this was definitely important going into the last couple of weeks. The Patriots didn't seem like it was all that important and kind of let up a little in the last few weeks. But I thought the home field would definitely dictate after that week six game where the Patriots were at home. I believe they were a 3.5-point favorite. And they won that game by 3, and they definitely should have covered, as I said. They dominated most of that game.
All right, where's
great game here.
Yeah, both great games. Where's the money coming in on the side here?
So far, we got some good two-way action, Joe. Good two-way action. We're sitting at 3 at Rampart and South Point. As I said, the total has come down. That's where most of the ticket right is so far. We're seeing some Patriot teasers, but it's definitely early here. And we have the Patriot backers on the money line who definitely feel at plus 135. And we had opened it at plus 130, moved it to 135 to attract some money. These guys are definitely betting. And I also expect to see some Chief money line money because this game could definitely fall within the 3-point spread. That's how close these two teams are.
Do you like anything here or are you just going to sit back and enjoy?
I kind of give the edge to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I'm probably going to take the Patriots in this game because, you know, I have to have a bet on these games.
we only have 3 left, yeah.
And as a bookmaker, I also think that we will be sitting with the Patriots. I think that the Chief money is going to come in late. I think that people are tired of the Patriots in the Super Bowl,
yep.
And you have that angle as well, just your bitter fans that want to see Tom Brady go down, and they want to see him go down before the Super Bowl. So I think the public is going to definitely back the Chiefs. But I like the Patriots in this spot. They beat them earlier in the season. I think that the three-prong running attack and passing attack out of the backfield definitely helps. Gronkowski's going to be a factor. The wide receivers will be a factor. You know, I just think that the experience here could win them this game, especially with that cold weather.
Dwayne, do you have lines and props ready to post as soon as we know the Super Bowl matchup?
Yeah, Joe, we're ahead of the game. We have special point spread for the championship matchups. We have the Patriots -1 if they were to play the Rams. We have the Rams at a pick'em against the Chiefs. We have the Saints -1 against the Patriots and the Saints -1.5 against the Chiefs. So we definitely prepare early. We look ahead for some of the, you know, the simple props. But the player props, you know, we have to be more concise and know who's going to be available in the game. But, you know, the coin toss, stuff like that, will there be a safety?
Follow Dwayne Colucci on Twitter at NYBookie, Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E. Dwayne, you're going to have to make another appearance here on Early Odds, all right?
Anytime. You know that, Joe.
Appreciate Dwayne Colucci jumping on. Best of luck, everyone, with all of your investments tomorrow. If you missed any of Early Odds, it'll be out in podcast form shortly. Just search Early Odds on the podcast platform of choice. The podcast-only version of this show available on Tuesday, when we have both combatants set for Super Bowl number 53. Coming up next on The Score, 7 consecutive hours at the Cubs convention. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer on in a half hour. Chris Bryant next hour at 10:15. Inside the clubhouse, Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel. I'll talk to you next Saturday at 8:30 here on Early Odds.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.